This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, Doug Steffen with the DJV Experience. I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And Victoria Keelan.
Hello.
And Sarah Shillen. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right.
Three fancy British ladies.
Yes, very nicely done. The way that you dress to go to work, or the way that you dress to go to a party, the way you dress, period, it is influenced by what, mostly? Jennifer, what influences what you wear more than anything else?
What's clean? It used to be such a different story for me. I used to actually have like an hour to get ready in the morning and go to work, and it was leisurely and nice, and now I actually get ready, a little inside baseball here, I get ready while we're on this program to go to my next job, which is pretty exciting. Uh-huh. And so for me, it's about what I always try to buy clothes that, first of all, I mean, I like to follow the trends loosely. I like more classic pieces. I don't like to look like, you know, a trend god, but I like to look like I'm on, you know, on point. I try to dress for the occasion. I don't think I underdress very often at all, but I like to wear fabrics that I don't need to iron or that need a lot of prep. I need something that I can just put on that I don't need to sit in front of an iron and press.
All right. Fair enough. What about you, Victoria?
I would say what dictates my fashion the most is just whatever the occasion is or whatever the event is. So I get, that's kind of how, if I have an event to go to, I'll, you know, put something together specifically with that event in mind, if that makes sense. So I think that's probably what influences how I dress the most.
All right. Carol, about you?
Yeah, for me, it's occasion, too. I mean, for work, I really wish that I put more effort in, but because I'm getting up so early, for me, it's kind of what feels the closest to pajamas that is still appropriate for work.
Leggings every day.
But, yeah, but going, I mean, I wear a lot of darks and neutrals, a lot of boots, and I really like coats a lot. I know Jen likes a lot of the sparkles, and I kind of wish that I was into that, but I can never, whenever...
Not for every day.
But whenever I go to the store, that's never the thing that stands out to me, so I don't wear a lot of sparkles or colors.
I mean, I like sparkle and color for the thing, but I mean, black, things that go are easy. I just, for me, it's about how good the fabric is and, like, you know, the cut of a piece more than that kind of stuff, I guess. I don't know.
And I also think it depends where you live. I mean, your climate has a huge influence. Mm-hmm. I mean, California
weather.
I wear
a lot of dresses, yes.
Yeah.
I wear dresses a lot. Now, during the winter, jeans and black pants, all day long, that's my uniform.
Right.
So, we talked about, I think it was a year ago, Christmas, when Abercrombie and Fitch was in the focus because of the way they were marketing or people's perception of them. And I think I remember at the time, Victoria wasn't here yet, neither was Kara, but Jennifer, you and I talked about whether women appropriately can find things that they want in Abercrombie and Fitch. And I honestly don't remember what we concluded. Were there enough good things that you could find out? I think traditionally Abercrombie.
Abercrombie and Fitch is for young, teeny tiny people. And so I wouldn't go in there. That's not part of my rotation.
So I actually was in there not long ago looking for a sweater, and I mean, I just had to leave quickly.
I used to. I've never been, the fashion sense that I have has been predicated more in the last five and a half years, certainly by Meredith, because she's bought any clothes that I had that were new, she'd buy them for me. And she used to say she loved to go shopping for me because it was fun to put things together. But before that, I would buy things that's not true. I probably have bought very little. I remember one day about 20 years ago, going into a Milton's. There used to be a chain in Boston called Milton's, and they had a half a dozen stores, and they were going out of business. And I went in, and I bought, and I bought, and I bought. I probably spent $2,400 buying raincoats, two of everything, one for California and one for the farm, and I bought.
And that was because it was going out of business, or because you liked the store so much?
No, because it was going out of business. But I found things that I liked, as much as I can really find what I like. I'm not much good at picking things for myself. But the reason that I say that is the only other experience that I've had is going into Abercrombie and Fitch and buying those, kind of farmery looking shirts that I have. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing one right now.
Like a flannel?
A blue plaid or a flannel, a red plaid that you see in my pictures, that kind of stuff. So it's been interesting to watch Abercrombie and Fitch sort of fall apart in front of your very eyes. They've decided to close 60 stores now. And they've had a 9% drop in sales. Mm. And it was, I think part of it was because they've just become so arrogant. Isn't that it? I mean, they say the guy who's running it says they're a work in progress. But I think most people were put off, at least reasonably, by going in there.
I think their audiences, they just don't have that big of a market. Because, I mean, it's clothes that are for young, little, tiny, skinny people.
Really?
And it's pretty expensive. So, I mean, I never shopped there when I was in high school. It wasn't really my type of clothing. But that's the only people, besides you, I guess, buying your plaid shirts there, those are the only people that I really think of shopping there.
Yeah, and you know, just H&M has taken so much of their would-be audience from them. And, you know, if you want to be on trend and also young
and
styling.
And spend too much.
Right, and spend, you know, it's almost two for one of what you would get at H&M versus Abercrombie. So I think they price themselves right out of the market. And malls are just hurting in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple weeks ago when I was at the Abercrombie in the mall near my parents, there was no one in the whole store. And, you know, it's depressing to go to malls now because they're just empty.
I don't find that to be the case. The malls that I go to are always busy. I don't, I was in the Sherman Oaks Mall over the weekend.
But that's the thing. It's over the weekend. The rest of the week, besides Friday and Saturday, they're not.
Who goes to the mall
business
during the week? I don't.
Well,
know
I did.
Did you? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe you're
and
right
it was
about
empty.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So here is another way of trying to figure out how you feel about certain fashion. There was a wedding dress that won. That remember that Taco Bell, the contest, Love and Tacos contest last month. You had to submit a story about what Taco Bell means to your relationship, and contestants had a chance to win this
hilarious
all-expense-paid trip to Las Vegas, get married, and this was all in the new Taco Bell cantina that's there. There were a lot of people who entered the contest, but the favorite was 31-year-old Diane Nguyen, who actually made a wedding dress out of a burrito. How does that sound like a page out of Lady Gaga? Well, I'm looking at her wedding dress looks like a burrito and a taco because the wrappers
taco.
From
can we work on that? I know, right? What happened to you? It's taco.
You've
been putting pasta and taco.
Oh,
no,
I don't know why.
What is going on?
Bad input. So
I think she used a bunch of burrito wrappers, right?
Right.
And she fabricated a dress from it. Yeah.
It's actually pretty nice looking. It's got like all of the wrappers around the bottom part are made so they look kind of like flowers.
Really?
Listen to Karen. Karen, like, this dress is awesome.
I would buy that.
Good.
It's probably got a weird smell to it, though.
I know. And red sauce everywhere. Which is
So who's the most beautiful bride you've ever seen, Jennifer?
Oh, I don't know. Every bride is beautiful, Dougie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play that game. What's your problem?
No, I don't think that's true at all. I think so.
Your daughter was a beautiful bride.
My daughter was a beautiful bride.
My cousin was a beautiful bride. Lots of people are beautiful brides.
I was thinking about that movie I saw, Table 19, over the weekend. The bride wasn't attractive at all, and neither were the dresses that were in the movie. It was just not attractive at all.
Well, bridesmaids' dresses are tough. That seems to be the one thing that most people haven't figured out yet. Although, Jennifer, it sounded like your cousin's wedding you guys had kind of figured out, right?
Right. It was definitely much easier. Definitely
more
choice and free reign.
Yeah.
All right. So, Victoria, who is the most beautiful bride you've ever seen?
I can't decide. I mean, I have cousins who were beautiful brides. My best friend was a gorgeous bride. I don't know. I mean, there isn't anyone specific.
Have you bought your dress yet for your wedding?
I have not gotten it yet. I hope I'm a halfway decent-looking bride.
Oh, you're gorgeous. Come on.
Yeah. I hope.
And, Carrie, you just went a couple months ago to your sister's wedding, right?
Yeah, I mean, my sister's weddings are the only weddings I've been to, so I'll just say my sister. And I don't have to choose which one.
You've never been to a wedding other than your sister's? Nobody's ever invited you to a wedding?
Well, thanks for making me feel weird about it.
Well, it's not bad. I'm just really surprised.
Well, you're young. I bet most of your friends aren't married yet. Right?
I guess technically I went to my aunt and uncle's wedding when I was like six.
I wasn't trying to make you feel bad. I just was sort of surprised that you didn't have the smart thing about it is that people your age are not getting married as much as they wait till they're older.
So yeah, I mean, I know multiple people who will probably get married in the next few years or who are on the verge of getting engaged. But yeah, none of my friends are married yet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I did a pretty good job getting out of that. It's 16 past the hour. We'll have our television report, what's going on in the Big Bang Theory, and also what to watch tonight. Just a matter of moments here.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
All right, so the Big Bang Theory is in the news. I find this to be troubling in that the amount of money. Isn't Big Bang Theory the number one comedy on TV? That's what CBS says.
Yeah.
On TV. Yep. Okay. So these people are making $500,000 an episode. Is that right? Is that what they're making?
I don't think they're at that level yet.
Really?
I think they're at somewhere a couple hundred thousand, I think, right?
That might be. Variety says the original five stars earn $1 million per episode.
That's what I was thinking. I think they're at
five into them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they would make $100,000 less per episode if money is taken away from the five original to pay. Is it Mayim?
Mayim.
Melissa? Was it Mayim?
Mayim. Yep.
So what's wrong with this picture? These people, if they're producing a show that can generate that kind of money for the stars, and they don't, these people are needed, why do the other stars have to cut their salaries? I mean, what, they talk about greed.
You know how much Johnny Galecki, who's on the show, you know how much his net worth is?
No.
$50 million.
Okay.
What?
So,
yeah.
Wow.
The kid from Roseanne, he earns $1 million per episode. His net value, he earned before he renegotiated his contract in season 8, he was making $350,000 an episode.
Wow.
Well, that sounds like that kid that was on Two and a Half Men.
But that has to be about the same. That's consistent with all those stars. I mean, Jim Parsons, Kaley Cuoco are probably
so
the
why
best
do they have to kick in to pay these people? Why isn't the production company paying them?
Because obviously the originals have a better contract deal, and they were probably trying to save a little money with the two newbies, Mayim Bialik and Melissa Rush. So why not? You know, I mean, please. Are these guys going to hurt if they make $900,000 an episode, if they donate a little bit of cash? Give me a break.
But it is a huge difference if Mayim Bialik and Melissa Rush are only making $200,000 an episode, and apparently I don't watch the show, but they say they're very important characters on the show now. So, I mean, that it's, first of all, the real story, we're kind of burying the lead. The story is that the male stars have voluntarily taken pay cuts in order to help their female co-stars make more money.
Why are they making? Right. Why is everybody making the same?
Well, Kaylee is
doing something about it. Yeah,
right. It's about the originals, not about men and women.
Yeah.
21 after the hour.
Oh. Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
I mean, burn the word, that's only legal with the doctors know. Real deep pockets, like a doctor's coat. Stay fit alike, didn't hear back, trying to rock the boat. Be the first man when I rock the boat. She never forget to ride like a bicycle. She like playing strange chains with icicles. It goes her, blank, blank, and rock and roll. I know, honey, funny, that's a funny thing. Got to work for the girl, fella, she money down with a money thing.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no, she's confident. Oh, no, no, oh, no, no, and I'm down with it. Oh, no,
all right, Jay-Z.
Oh,
there's nothing on Chance the Rapper, who has donated $1 million to the Chicago public schools. What happened to the taxpayer in Chicago? I guess if you want to give money, though, you ought to be able to do it. That's my theme, right? You want to give?
Right.
Then give.
Yep.
So this fellow, Chance the Rapper, I don't know that much about him, Victoria. You have to fill.
Just one big at the Grammys this year, just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right. Best New Artist, I believe he won, right, Karen? Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, he did get Best New Artist, and I think he won a couple other things too.
He did.
Maybe
yeah.
Best Rapper.
Yep, he had a big night.
He asked the governor of Illinois for a meeting to discuss options for Chicago public schools. Apparently, it was not a satisfactory meeting, but he's announced that he will be donating $1 million to the Chicago public schools anyway. He expressed his disappointment in the governor, placed the focus on the children during the press conference, which you probably, if you're an Instagram fan, you probably could have seen it there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, quote, "I'm disappointed in Governor Rauner. That's not going to stop me from doing all I can to support Chicago's most valuable resource, its children." He said that his donation was made possible by my fans through ticket sales for my upcoming coloring book tour. And so he, as a product of the Chicago public schools, said he would donate $10,000 as well to various schools for the funding of after-school programs. He promoted the socialworkchicago.org website, which is socialworkchi.org. He says, not about politics, not about posturing, about taking care of the children. Governor Rauner, do your job. Politicians use children and soldiers and that ilk as backdrops for their campaign.
Mm.
They are long on promise and short on delivery.
Yep.
It's just the same old BS that you get from these these GD cum politicians.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so good for him. If you want to give $1 million, I'm glad. Good for him.
And that's where he's from, and, you know, and we love giving back. I mean, we talk about, you know, it's nice to hear stories of people, you know, putting their money where their mouth is.
Help their hood, as it were.
Yep.
All right, let's see what happened over the weekend with Sean Lennon, son of John and Yoko, has a new song that he co-wrote with Carrie Fisher. Interesting. He revealed, this is a song called A Bird Song, matter of fact. It's a piano ballad that is about staying up too late and hearing the birds sing in the morning. It was recorded after Carrie Fisher passed away in December. He says, when she died, I felt like I had to record this song. The lyrics she wrote with me, I think, are marvelous. Carrie and I used to stay up till dawn chatting and pontificating about life. The song features the vocals of Willow Smith, who is a product of Will and Jada Smith. I'm listening to this. Turn it up a little bit. I'm trying to get kind of grasp. Sounds awful.
Awful? I think it's beautiful. It's very Beatles-esque.
No. It sounds melancholy and sad to me. And in the little bit that I've heard. But to each his own. That's the whole beauty about music and art. We all hear and see things differently, Victoria. What's art to you may not be art to me, and vice versa. I think a picture of a cow is art. And you may not. As a matter of fact, I got a Norman Rockwell picture of a cow to hang in my house. But anyway, so at least people know that it's there, and that's our job, tell people it's there. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now, HP OfficeJet Pro 6968 printers are only $99.99.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now get an HP OfficeJet Pro 6968 printer for only $99.99. Valid on SKU 2256781 and 311-17.
Napa Know-How.
Spend $24 on anything at Napa this month, and you'll get a free Chase Elliott racing cap. You can spend it on oil. You can spend it on wiper blades. Heck, spend it on a year's supply of Pine Tree air fresheners. No matter what you spend $24 on, you'll walk away with a free Chase Elliott racing cap planted firmly on your noggin. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/17.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The mission is to entertain and inform. I'm Doug Steffen, I suppose the captain of the DJ Sandy and Doug.
Captain Doug.
Captain Doug of the DJV ship. And our intention is to bring you into sort of at least up to periscope depth when it comes to issues of the day and other the things that sort of turn people on. All ages, I think, are intrigued by the things that we talk about. I know a lot of people of all ages are interested in psychic phenomenon, and we've had with us, fortunately for the past year or so, the services of Victoria Bullis. Actually, she was with me a number of years ago, and I rediscovered her, so it was time, I thought, to bring her back on the air so you can discover or rediscover her. And it's not so much, she's available and very helpful when it comes to sorting things out for people. You can go to her website, Victoria Bullis, BULLIS.com, or she's at Victoria Bullis. And you can work through things with her that may be a problem for you. You're trying to figure out romance, health, work, the usual things. And I wonder how much of all of these things, when you talk about the individual or the collective problems that people have, Victoria, whether there's karma involved, whether we make our own luck, as it were, or is there something, I'm a believer, and I think you and I have talked about this on and off the air, in sort of divine providence, that things happen. If your mind is working properly, you focus on things, then you get sort of, I don't know if it's what you want, but you get what you're thinking about. I'm not sure. I don't think everybody always understands that what you're thinking, like the law of attraction, is not about attracting necessarily, or it can be about attracting something that's good, but whatever your thought pattern is, whatever you think, maybe even what you're afraid of, if you have that in your mind, then that's what you're going to attract. Isn't that right? Isn't that how the law of attraction works?
It is indeed. Now, if you could give me like 45 minutes today, I could probably cover each of those topics. you brought up a lot of stuff.
All right, pick one. Pick one or two and run with it.
What?
I said pick one or two of them and run with them.
Oh, thank you. Well, since St. Patrick's Day is coming up, we could start touching on luck. And you mentioned karma. You know, everything counts. And one thing that counts more than pretty much everything else is your belief system, what you believe you create. So if you believe that, you know, you're going to be done to again, that someone starts going to drop you, hurt you, cheat on you, whatever, you create that. And the law of attraction is kind of like an overview of that, plus a lot more. We should do that another time because, you know, it's been a popular topic for about 10 years. 12 years, actually, and it sort of died off for a while. Now I'm hearing it all the time again. So let's devote something soon to that. But since St. Patrick's Day is about luck, I'd like to cover that, if that's okay.
Yeah, it is about luck, and the luck of the Irish, et cetera. So Victoria is the perfect one for this because she's so Irish.
Yeah, I'm half Irish myself.
Are you? I'm no Irish whatsoever.
But you look Irish. You really do. But I think there's a little bit somewhere.
Yep.
But anyway, so if you realize that so much is in your control to have in life and do and avoid, if you really believe it, your life changes. So that includes luck. You know, a lot of people say, oh, he's so lucky. I just never have any luck in my life. Well, that's your belief system coming out to the surface. Time to change how you feel about luck. First thing is to take stock of it. Do you feel you're lucky? Do you find a penny in the street and go, oh, it's only a penny? Yep. Everything counts. And so if you can recognize during today that luck is having luck and being lucky is in your future if you want it, it changes things a lot. So if what you practice, you create. I mentioned a few weeks ago that I saw an Ellen. I didn't even know what she was talking about. I turned the TV on, and she was saying something. It was brilliant. What she said was, well, if you practice it 100,000 times, it's not going to be what you do anymore. It's going to be who you are. I think I mentioned it, you know, two or three weeks ago.
I think that goes with repeating.
I think that
goes with repeating things over and over again as well. You say things often enough, people begin to believe them.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm just making the point that repetition often breeds, whether you tell yourself things that maybe isn't, you know, the stuff you tell yourself is what you want to believe, not necessarily what's true. And I think
we know repetition counts in life. Going to the gym, you know, eating a box of cookies every night, whatever it might be, repetition counts. So luck is within our grasp. And if you decide, as I was mentioning, to decide to be lucky, or I alluded to that, to be lucky, sorry, from here on in, eventually it won't just be something you have. Well, that was lucky. And you don't have it outside of you, you become a lucky person. And that affects your money supply, too. People who are lucky win more money. It's worth working on. And so the key is to start looking at what you feel about luck. Do you feel you're lucky? Who do you know or who do you see on TV or in your life has luck? And start thinking about how they look at life differently. Hmm. And also, as you mentioned, repetition. Affirmations count, such as, I wake up each day luckier than I was the day before. Mm-hmm. All this stuff helps.
What about if you're practicing these things, the power of prayer or the power of repetition or whatever it is that we're focused on, either or both of those things? Do you think it's true that you have more influence or sway on yourself if your affirmations or you're trying to present something that you want to change in your life? Is it true that you can have tremendous effect on yourself, but if you try to use that influence to get at somebody else, it doesn't work. If you affirm that that person will be with me, or if you affirm that if there's another human involved, then it's not likely to work as well.
Well, it's interesting that you said that, because the first two words you brought up today were karma and luck. So you're mixing up two different things. Being lucky really is about one's own self.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be lucky in the kind of people you date, though. Actually, that would be taking you into a new realm of being able to be, you know, self-loving in a relationship. But you could call it luck. I feel that anything that's used to try and attract somebody in a manipulative way is not good.
Yeah, doesn't work.
So if it was luck and you considered it luck, it would be sort of watered down luck or polluted luck.
Mm-hmm.
So do anything for yourself, not being selfish, but being self-loving. So to lose weight, to become luckier, do it because it's an enhancement of your life. That's good for you. Why not keep enhancing your life? There's so much you can do out there. You can do anything these days.
Yep, I agree with you. I think that's...
I mean, lifetimes you couldn't read or write or learn to play the piano or lots of different things, fly a plane, because it wasn't in your family's MO, your DNA. Well, now you can.
Mm-hmm.
So, but practice on luck, and the one thing that enhances luck a lot is gratitude. So if you find a penny on the street, oh, wow, this is really cool. Mm-hmm. I found some money on the street. And you don't belittle it. You say, I found some money on the street. Kids in India would be really happy to find a penny on the street.
Yep. It's all about your attitude toward... it's all about attitude. It really is. All right, Victoria, thank you. Check out Victoria Bullis. Her website is VictoriaBullis, BULLIS.com. Or you can call in terms of, well, you can reach out, let's put it that way, at Victoria Bullis. And speaking of reaching out, we'll have Mark Bickford with us in a moment. There are important things changing in the workplace. So if you'd like to be caught up, maybe you're running a business, maybe you're trying to find a job with an enlightened company, I think we'll help you out a bit in that department in just a couple of minutes here.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 44 after the hour with DJ Viso. Victoria and I have Mark Bickford with us. Mark is the CEO of Sodexo. At least he's in charge of corporate services for the entire continent, and has, in that position, been able to help a lot of people by having them understand what's going on in the workplace. What trends do we need to know about? What's impacting the workforce? You've got a lot of people that work for your company around the world in the hundreds of thousands, and you're in 80 different countries. So we ought to talk about how to unlock potential. Does it make a difference how old you are? I was reading something this morning, Mark. Thanks for being here, by the way, about trying to appeal to people who are my age, baby boomers, and people who are Victoria's age, millennials, and being able to do it the same way. Is that sort of crazy thinking, or can that be done?
Well, I think, first of all, it's an excellent question, and it can definitely be done, but it's not going to be done, you know, the same way. So, you know, within our 2017 Global 10 Trends Report, you know, we've detailed, 10 of the most critical trends out there that are affecting, you know, the workers today and employees today.
Of all ages, would you say, Mark?
Of all ages. So if I could maybe just give you an example of that, right? So if we talk about millennials in the workforce, well, the millennials are a fact, right? They're in the workforce today. Victoria's a millennial. It's not a trend, and they are impacting the traditional way of working. Important to note that today, the workforce, 32% of the millennials make up the workforce today. Although by 2025, 75% of the workforce will be millennials. What's really interesting, and the point that you just brought up, which is this is possibly the first time in history that we actually have five generations spanning the workforce. So there's a real sense of priority from employees and managers out there to figure out how do we address that. You know, how do the five generations work with one another in the workforce, which is very different.
So this is this an aim, Mark, to is this an aim to get them to be happy and productive no matter what their age? Is that, I mean, Sodexo has this has taken time to try to understand the workplace, obviously for your own benefit, and now you're spreading the information around so everybody can benefit from it. But I wonder how it is that we look at these things, and as you just pointed out, it's so different, the ages and the attitudes toward work.
Yes, very, very different. And, you know, with the size and presence that we have, we serve 75 million people a day on the planet, so that's quite a bit. Yeah. We have the unique perspective to really be able to, you know, to help our clients and help our prospective clients design the workforce to adapt those for quality of life for all the generations. So it's not just the millennials, because there are very specific needs, baby boomers, and wants that they have versus what the millennials. So what we really do is focus on a holistic view, the quality of life, a day in the life of the employee, regardless of what generation they are. So the trends that are in this report really point out a lot of those, you know, those opportunities there, and that's what we do is help our clients to figure that out.
Mark, have you guys been able to suss out what the biggest challenge is in having multiple generations potentially working for the same company?
Absolutely. A great example of that would be when you're designing the workspace, if you look at the millennials, right? Millennials want a great deal of flexibility. They want a fun space. They want experience when they come to work. They want to work from home when they want to work from home. They want to collaborate much more. So as an organization trying to make an investment in redesigning their space, they have to take into consideration those kind of fun zones for the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
But a traditionalist, a baby boomer, they're very comfortable with their nice big office in the corner, and they don't want to go to this kind of open concept.
Yeah.
So we find ourselves where you have the millennials mixing with the baby boomers and the traditionalists in an open floor concept, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
There are no cubicles. There are no four walls.
Right.
And that's a huge adjustment. So that would be an example of that.
I remember Michael. First time I ever walked into Michael Bloomberg's office in New York, it wasn't an office at all. He had a desk, and he was with 400 other people on the floor that all had desks, and everybody sort of functioned together. And he did the same thing when he became mayor of New York. It was all, everything was open. There was nobody closed in a corner, nobody in an office, nobody behind doors. And I think that leads to more openness, and whether it really is true or not, it would lead us to think that there's more honesty in communication because things are open. You're presenting an open atmosphere. Where can people get a copy of this Global Workplace Trend Report to be used for their own business, Mark?
Yes, well, this is available for free, and you can obtain this at SodexoInsights.com. That's S-O-D-E-X-O, Insights.com. You can download the entire 2017 Global Workplace.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
From King Kong. Hey, how many King Kongs have there been? Actually, when you go back over, there have been Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Half a dozen King Kongs have there
well,
been?
Well, I think there's been three major ones entitled King Kong, and then there's Mighty Joe Young. It was original King Kong with Fay Wray. Yep. Then we had Jessica Lange in 76, Naomi Watts, 2005, which is his music from. It's the music from the ice skating sequence, the ice skating rink sequence in Peter Jackson's 2005, Bloated. But pretty good version of King Kong.
So they had King Kong skating? He had an ice skate?
He's holding Naomi Watts in his hand, and he's like rolling around on the ice. It's a nice scene. And then they try to kill him.
Sounds very romantic.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he climbs the Empire State Building and they try to kill him again and they succeed.
So this time King Kong has moved to some place in the Asian Pacific and he's got an island that's all
alone. This is a prequel to what we've seen before in film. So he doesn't get off that island yet. Although from what I hear, they set up a sequel where he's going to battle Godzilla. I'm sure you're going to be excited about that one.
Right.
Hey, let me ask you another question. You ever see Mighty Joe Young, the movie they did about
15
years ago with, no, not the original one. The one
Brad
they did with
Pitt?
Bill Paxton.
No, Joe Black.
And Charlize, the first time I ever seen Charlize Theron on a movie screen was in Disney's remake of Mighty Joe Young about 15 years ago. I really like that film with Bill Paxton. You ever see it?
So you're asking me whether I saw it for what reason?
I don't know, Giant 8 movies?
I've never seen a Giant 8 movie, ever.
Really?
And never will I intend to see a Giant 8 movie. They do nothing for me. But I'm sure that it'll be thrilling for you. Hold on a second. We've got some more movie news coming with Chuck Curry right after this.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cash back match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
All right, let's get to it. 56 past the hour. Chucker, can we find something in the movie news department beside King Kong?
Yeah, this is interesting. It was officially announced that there definitely will be an Indiana Jones 5. It comes out summer 2019. I don't know if they're going to call it Geriatric Jones, but there's going to be another Indiana Jones.
Right, he'll be fine.
Harrison Ford, hope he doesn't fly too many more planes, so we'll get a chance to see him once again. It's this iconic character is Indiana. You know, it's funny. I said when he played Han Solo in Force Awakens, it was beautiful. But for some reason, seeing him in the Crystal Skull, the last Indiana Jones film 10 years ago, it just didn't work for me.
Really, I find those formulaic movies. I'm much more tolerant than you are. I don't try to rip them all apart. If I go and I feel satisfied that I'm getting pretty much the same thing that I expected or I got from the last one, I'm okay. I pretty much find that to be the rule with James Bond movies. It is the same with Indiana Jones, Star Wars, you name it. I'm pretty much, once I'm sort of committed to the franchise.
What about Batman? You like Batman?
No, I wouldn't give you a nickel
Batman. Batman changes so much that it's hard to actually say that you're a fan of the franchise anymore because it's like,
because
well,
the interpretations
one?
Are so different.
Yeah.
Now, the four big movies out this month, Logan with Hugh Jackman, any interest? It's really good.
No, too violent.
You're not going to see Kong Skull Island.
Nope.
What about Beauty and the Beast, tracking through the roof?
Yes.
Oh, really? What about the big screen version of Chips?
Yeah, I'll see that.
That looks really dumb.
It's stupid.
It looks dumb. Well, they're doing it as a silly, silly comedy.
Yeah. And I might go see Beauty and the Beast.
For fans of Disney currently filming their Mary Poppins reboot or sequel. Emily Blunt stars as Mary Poppins. Their first picture popped up on the internet the other day. She looks just
really,
like Julie Andrews.
I think she's fabulous. She's very versatile. Man, can she play all kinds of roles? I think she's somebody to look out for in the future. That's good. As are you, Chucker. Thank you. Chuck Curry here, 59 past the hour in the DJ.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.